Baker, and I'm hanging out with the cool kid Fadio Baker.
Really, just gonna bounce back from compliments.
Yeah.
The show is called It's Whatever. So great that you guys have come back. It's the second episode of 2020, and we are ready and fired up to shoot those opinions, whether you want them or not. This is the place to find them.
Ignorant, educated.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Hey, if you guys want to follow us on social media, this is where you can do it.
You can find us on any social media network.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Fadio B.
I wanted to boo for the Facebook one, but okay, let's go for it.
Okay, well, KG the one on all social media networks,
mm-hmm.
including PSN.
Yeah, man.
Where,
yeah,
man. On Fortnite, I got 8 kills
mm-hmm.
at once. In a what span of 30 once? Seconds, I killed 8 people.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And listen, I recorded it even.
And listen, at the level that you play at, that for me is like Thanos status.
Hey, dog!
Like, because, I mean, like the level you play at.
I was playing with Easy, right? And yeah. You can literally hear him say, did this guy just kill 8 people?
Yeah. And that's on the video.
Yeah, it's on the video.
I would have Instagrammed the crap out of that. Even dude, brought it back on some like, memories on, out there.
On like edited and like put like captions and stuff.
Yeah.
So like the one, like so... we're playing squads, right?
Yeah.
So they kill all three of my friends.
Yeah.
So then I'm like because I'm alone, so I'm playing rather smart.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are keep talking. So I'm shushing Nate. I'm like shh. And this guy's like,
are they trying to advise on to like
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But they're confusing me, and Nate's like, did you just shush me? I'm like, bruh, I can't hear them. Like,
yeah.
Because you know like Fortnite, you need to hear what
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like. Yeah. So like I chowed them, right? Like, yeah. That was really good.
So, our friend Sam has also just jumped on board.
And oh, really?
We're kind of in the same league.
Oh, cool.
So, we've agreed to start playing together so that, like, we could aspire to one day be as great as the KGs and Nates
and
Eases of this world, where that's concerned. Hey, guys, you shout out to the sponsor of our show, TaylorMade Designs. You can find them on Instagram at TheTaylorMadeDesigns or at just Ange30. You can find them on Instagram. There's a super special that you guys get if you use this code.
Whatever.
You will get 30% off if you're a first-time client. And if you use that same code,
whatever,
you'll get 5% off if you're a returning client. So even if you've used it before you heard the show, before you knew about the client, if you returning client, use the code. Hey, maybe we should like Dr. Toomey. The next time these guys decide to design for you, use the code.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
Use the code, guys. They are a graphic design company, but they branch out into all sorts of branding, whether you've written a book, cover for the book, content.
Websites.
If you are a social media influencer, you need them to hook up your profile, banner, whatever it is
whatever,
that you need. Contact them. Their services are endless, so they kind of... they want to really get it. She's actually doing a really cool thing for free online right now.
Yeah.
If you are a graphic designer, aspiring graphic designer, she's actually doing free tutorials online now.
Yeah.
So you can get like points and tips. Not because she's a sponsor of the show, but she's probably the best graphic designer in South Africa.
Oh, no devs. No devs.
There's like, no, like you go take a look at her portfolio. Actually, her work just speaks for herself. There's probably some really good stuff you've seen out there.
Yeah.
Brands, celebrities that you wouldn't even know that she's designed for them. So hit them up. You can contact them hello@taylormadedesigns.co.za and they'll give you all the details. So man, there's just so many different ways to approach it. Today is Wednesday?
Yes.
Or true Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
What a crazy day. But on Sunday, late in the evening, we found out that Kobe Bryant, as well as his daughter and 7 other people, passed away tragically in a helicopter. So shout out to his family, to Vanessa and the kids and the families of all of those affected. I don't think you need to be a fan to understand how tragic this thing is.
Oh no, definitely, man.
You know,
yeah.
Like I heard some idiots saying suddenly everybody's going to be a Kobe fan. Listen, I knew Kobe because of pop culture.
Yeah.
Pop culture references. Following pop culture media online, you kind of know. It's just like how everybody kind
of
knew Shaquille O'Neal back in the day.
Same
Kobe
thing.
Is just the same thing.
Yeah.
He's the Kobe. He's the Shaquille of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
That Kobe, whatever. Tragic. I mean, the man was only, 41 years old, you know?
Very young.
And so, although you know, I can't reference a game he's played or tell you about games that I've watched that I've played. For me, it was just the his family, his kids, what that must have been like.
And also for me, like, just the people that, the type of impact he's had on people.
Absolutely.
Like, for instance, Marcus Brownlee, who was, like, one of the best tech reviewers in the world.
Yeah. Right?
He had an opportunity to interview him, and mm-hmm. he said he was so nervous, but Kobe, like, literally walked him through the entire thing.
Mm.
Or a news anchor who got a, who was pregnant with the daughter, and he was, she was so nervous in talking to him, and, like, the way he, his energy was and, like, congratulating
yeah.
him, like, the impact that he's left on people's lives, like, yeah. that for me is...
I think one of the things that stood out for me was he was always a silent mover. Like, yeah. he's not one of those guys to put every single thing he's doing on the gram, you know? Like,
yeah, man.
There are a lot of charities for homeless people that he was helping. I mean, the man won a Grammy last year for his short film.
Yep.
I think it's called Hello Basketball or something basketball, but you can go check. It's a short movie that he made. So, what do you think? Like, a lot of people, you know, there was a lot of excitement about the start of 2020.
Yep.
A lot of optimism. And now people are kind of saying this is kind of a sign of the times that maybe 2020 isn't going to be as great as what we... What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that this is kind of like
for
a
me,
sign to be like, listen, this is how it's starting and get ready for the next...
You know, for me, like,
months.
It really doesn't affect me because I don't think anything changes when the clock hits 12. Like, honestly, I'm the guy, if you had New Year's resolutions before and you weren't keeping them before 12 o'clock, you're not going to keep them now.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, I don't know. I don't have that weird 2020 whatever people have. Like, it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I just think that life happens. You know, this could be the best and worst year of your life, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes I think that good things happen and then we minimize the bad so much to think that we're actually having a good, or the other way around,
yeah.
you know? So I think it's kind of just take everything on head on. If things are good, push full into that.
Yeah.
If things are bad, push full into that. You know what I mean? Because that's what life is about. Like, life is about ups and downs.
Yeah.
Backs and forths. Sometimes it's one step forward, three steps back. Sometimes it's five steps forward and one step back. But
Amen.
Whatever it is, just keep going.
Yeah, for me, I think that's where Christianity comes in, because we have a hope that even if you're taking 50,000 steps back,
yeah.
there's a hope that one day
that,
like, that will be irrelevant, you know?
Yeah.
And I think for me, and the work that Kobe Bryant did, I don't know if it was a Christian, but one day that it would be acknowledged.
Yeah.
You know, like, for me, like, that is something that, like, I can look forward to. And regardless of what year, or regardless of if maybe I don't become a CA or whatever happens in my life that becomes tragic,
yeah.
that it, in this greater scheme of eternity, it means nothing.
So I don't know how true this is, but a lot of people were saying that Kobe's family found out through social media, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if this was a conversation 5 years ago, I'd be like, geez, guys, like,
yeah.
you know, because I mean,
about
we,
to say that.
We kind of, I mean, I remember... I think there are two people that were extremely close to us that had passed away.
Yeah.
And I think when the first one passed away, I mean, both terribly in car accidents.
Yeah.
But when the first one happened, the family had to actually be like, guys, like, don't post stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because they kind of want to break the news.
Yeah.
You know, that way, that kind of thing. I don't know. When our second friend passed away, it was kind of more like I wasn't even in that space to check what was happening
yeah.
online. We were one of the first people to know anyway. But the thing for me is that things happen so quickly these days. I was surprised at how, you know, like, I thought that news of Kobe came out on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I thought that everyone would kind of, like, maybe this week or next week on
yeah.
interviews and that. But I mean, everyone on Monday already, like
yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres, Jimmy Fallon, all the people came out paying tribute to the man
mm-hmm.
already. I mean, like, not to be insensitive, but, like, his body isn't even cold yet.
Yeah.
And already the tributes are coming out
yeah.
and that kind of thing. And some people had an issue with it, but I was just kind of like, guys, it's social media, you know?
Yeah.
And because the opportunities that social media affords us, it's also that news travels really quickly. That's why, you know, I think TMZ is probably like they on the ball the most in the world. Like, I don't know if they've got agents everywhere, but they kind of, when I say breaking news, for me, it's like when TMZ knows what's up, they know what's up.
Yeah.
You know? Because by the time you find out, or like by the time we talk about something on the podcast, that's why I never aspire for us to break news.
Oh, no, no, no.
Like,
no.
I mean, except for our wedding proposals and TV show appearances, I mean, besides those stuff, that's our personal breaking, but we never like aspire to.
No, I just want to add value. Like, for me, a podcast is two people with interesting conversations, like sharing it with other people.
Yeah.
You know, like that for me, that's what it is.
Exactly. Mm. You know, so I mean, like, the first thing for me is the moment. I remember it was pretty late on Sunday. And I'm scrolling through my feed, and then you just start seeing Kobe, 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 Kobe. And the first thing you do is you Google to check if it's the truth.
Yeah, because one of my friends said, like, on the group, that on Monday he was hoping that a tweet would come out with him saying, I'm fine.
Mm.
Like, I feel like all of us didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, until, yeah.
Yeah, not really great. So, the good news is, well, let me give you the bad news. The bad news is that I do have the summer flu.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I just hope that doesn't affect you within the next couple of days, since your wedding is so close.
I'm happy if it affects me, bro. That means I don't have to go to work.
And the good news is that it's not the coronavirus.
Okay.
Haven't checked officially, but I'm pretty sure it's not the coronavirus, right?
Oh, wow.
Have you seen how many flipping memes have come out where they actually, like, you know, Corona, the beer?
Yeah.
And they're like, the reason is because we drank so much Corona over December.
That's kind of...
Listen, it's pretty scary. Like, how many people have died in China now? Like, 24, 25 people?
100.
100?
Yeah.
Oh, shucks.
And 6,000 documented cases.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It kind of feels... So, this afternoon... These, I don't know if they're jets or really low flying planes are like flying over my house. And I'm kind of waiting for this bomb to drop. Because, you know, like in the movies when there's an outbreak, they just start bombing like communities of people. And I was like, so if I am patient zero, they're going to drop a bomb over my house so that they just eliminate so that no one else in Gauteng, so that like when you show up here later, there's just a crater where my house used to be. And there's like a spray painted X over it.
That would be cool.
I'm like that's like our own Call of Duty like little movie going on right there. Like you're on ground zero.
A strike.
But I'm not ready to be.
Speaking of which, what's going on in SA, bruh? Everything is going up in smoke, bruh.
You know, like the latest thing that I saw was the riots in Polokwane Flora Park.
Yes.
None of us lived in Flora Park. Did you live in Flora Park?
Nope.
But I was just like, what in the effing hell is going on?
Dude. And also, you know, they say that we're the most unhealthy country in the world now.
Like in terms of?
Food and okay. Like obesity. And stuff.
Really? The Americans? We beat the Americans? That's crazy.
We're like second in crime.
Okay, given.
We're sixth in alcohol abuse.
Do they still consider us a third world country?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Then I think it's unfair for them to put us third in the world because there needs to be rankings. There needs to be first world countries and they compete against each other, and second world countries and they compete against each other.
If you're a third world country and you're fatter than
first Okay, world but we're not talking about being fat. I'm talking about crime.
Crime. Okay.
Because a third world country would mean that we're generally poorer, and so poorer normally means more crime.
Okay. But we're not the poorest third world country.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe they should rank us, you know, like first world, second world, third, and then we compete against each other. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not going to go up against an Olympic swimmer. Put me in my own category. So if I'm fat, don't put me against a fat first world. You know what I mean? Okay. But I hear what you're saying about this. If we're fatter than first world, where are we getting the money from?
Hey, bro, what the hell are we? And like they say, 30% of South Africans drink.
Yeah.
But
only 30?
But we're sixth in the world in like...
Only sixth? No, Come on, guys. We can do better here, hey? More. We need to up that number of 30% and we need to grow from six to like at least four or two.
Because like... You know what actually made me laugh?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, Savannah were going on this campaign of making partying the 12th official language.
Okay.
Right, of South Africa. And I'm like, but if 33% of people drink, I don't know if you're going to get far on that one.
Okay, I don't know what those percentages are, but like, as a fellow South African, guys, we can be doing better. The important, never mind that nonsense. Listen, the important thing that I wanted to say is, I don't think it's a thing of, we don't have, or like, America's obviously has a richer economy than we do. And their working class probably outnumbers our working class.
Oh, definitely.
So, but what I was saying is, I don't think it's a case that because we're poorer than America, why are we more obese? I think that junk food has become more accessible to the average South African. You know, like, because, you know, like in America, for example, they'll be like, we lived off a dollar a day. Or like, I don't know what they, like how to name their currencies. The measurement of their currencies, but I'll say a dollar, right? So you'll see like a YouTube video and they're like...
That's for poverty.
Yeah.
If so you live, yeah.
So you're living off, so they're like, okay, like a YouTube influencer will be like, today I'm gonna live off a dollar, right?
Yeah.
You'll find that with that dollar, they'll go buy a Mac something, a chicken something, or what, and it's all fast food for that dollar than in comparison than them actually buying groceries.
Yeah, because it's cheaper for them to buy fast food.
So one of the people that I follow on Twitter posted something that they're going back to varsity.
Yeah.
And they posted four things that it was time for again, like four pictures. Mm. And it was noodles and alcohol. And what was the third thing? I don't know what the third thing was. And the fourth thing was probably like partying or like a club scene or whatever. And I thought to myself that, you see like what the mentality is that if you have $50, that you'd rather buy 30 bags of noodles. Now, don't check my math here, but it's just an exaggeration. Yeah. But okay, I'm saying like 30, or you're buying 25 bags of noodles instead of buying something else with that 50 rand that would be more. You get what I'm saying? Like pumping your body full of MSG and those noodles that have been, you know, instead of buying fresh fruits, vegetables. And I mean, like, you can cook those stuff, right?
What?
Like fresh vegetables.
Oh, I thought you meant fruit. I was like, I can't cook them.
No, I mean, that's what I'm asking you. I'm like, if you were to get like a bag of potatoes, some onions and tomatoes, instead of like 30 bags, I'm sure you can come up with something, right?
Just throw them in the oven, bro. Like, don't get ready.
Wait, what? Just throw them. Actually, as a matter of fact, I feel like that is a solution to a lot of cooking problems.
That is so true.
Put it in the oven.
Marinate it,
put it in the oven. Steak, put it in the oven. Chops, if you know, like, get those cuts of meat you can't identify,
put it in the oven.
Salt and pepper, put it in the oven.
Done.
There we go. At least we know who's going to be do the cooking once you move in.
Hey, dude, I'm sorted, bro.
Listen, so we are on episode 3 of the show that I shot, right?
Hey, baby.
So here's the thing that I've learned about myself over the last 3 weeks. Because, you know, like, we shot this show in October last year.
Yes.
And it only debuted like now in January.
Well, right? That was quick editing, yeah?
Yeah. Considering that there was 24 hour a day for almost 20 days.
Yeah.
All day, every day. I mean, that was like awesome editing and stuff. And so, you know, between like November and December, it kind of like, you know, we've got a group where all the contestants are in, and we keep in touch, people that we're friends with and that kind of thing.
Kind of like
in
the touch. Circle.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it kind of went to the back of my mind. And then, like, leading up to the premiere, I was just kind of like, it's one of those things, it's over, and it happened such a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize, for me, it happened such a long time ago. But for the percentage of South Africa's watching, it's only happening now.
Exactly.
So there are things that we've gotten over, friendships that have been mended. But now, it's only airing now, and all of the stuff's just coming out all at once. But that's not the point of it. The thing that I learned about myself is that I am not good at taking an L online. I am, like, you know how I've always said I am not the clapback king. I don't know, I'm not one to get into fights. I'm not one. I'm like, you know, I've always preached that, like, yes, and guys.
I feel like that was social. Me.
I know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, now, like, the smallest, you know, like how... it's the weirdest feeling, because from being someone behind the keyboard, now you're on the screen of that keyboard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I tell you that, like, you know, like, a lot of people are like, no, just focus on the positive, don't focus on the negative, whatever. I can tell you that there are a lot of sons of bitches out there that just sit around and nitpick at the smallest damn things all day, every day. And so this week, I literally, there were two things that, like, really got me. And it took all the patience and long-suffering and, like, all of those 13 fruits of the Spirit.
And they all 13, failed. Right?
And they, every last one failed. And I just had to, I just had to close my Facebook, because the thing is, a lot of the groups, and I think because of the community who watches that show, a lot of that stuff happens on Facebook. And so it took so much for me to just close my Facebook and just be like, I'm not going to respond, because this person actually tagged me in a post, right? With, like, clips from the show, like, actual photos from the show. And the thing is, like, you wanna tell this person, like, where to get off, and, like, you wanna, but, like, it took everything inside me just to be like, listen, I'm taking my L, and I'm gonna leave it alone, and I'm gonna go back to Twitter, where people are a bit more, you know.
No, Twitter's worse. No,
it is, but the thing is, in, on Twitter, we all bet. Like, no one's claiming that anyone's better than anyone. But, like, to catch an L on Facebook, I feel like that's, like, the worst thing.
Oh, yeah, because Twitter is kind of, like, a bit anonymous in the sense that, like, tomorrow people just don't care about you no more.
And I'm expecting it on Twitter.
Yeah.
You're expecting it on Twitter. But on Facebook, that's supposed to be, like, this community standard type thing, whatever. Anyway, before you got here, I was going... One of the things that they tell us is that don't go through the comments of... You know, like, there's a group for the show.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't go through the comments, because if you go through the comments, you're gonna catch an L somewhere along the line, because that's where everyone just gets to talk their stuff through their whatever. And for some reason, I went through. But one of the reasons I was glad I went through, because this lady was really being racist in one of the things.
Yeah.
And she literally classified some of the contestants. And that I was definitely not going to keep quiet about, because I kind of feel like... I just feel like there's having an opinion, but then there's being full-out racist, or full-out homophobic, or full-out anti-religion, or full-out something, where you just can't keep quiet. You know? Yeah, but anyway, let's see how long that that's going to go on.
Wait, so did you say something?
No, I didn't.
Listen,
I took my L, I left it as that, I walked away. The other thing I was also like, I was like, you know what? I feel like this is her opinion about this far. I mean, it's only two episodes in. It's her opinion about whatever. I am not about to be, like, going to argue, because what the public is going to see is me arguing with a viewer. Come on, like...
I think everyone wants to know this, though. Did you win?
Did I win what? Did I win what?
I tried.
So Grammys 2020 was up. Did you get any glimpses, seen any performances?
No. I've been working, dog.
Not like, do you think it's still important?
Nah, don't care about it.
Yeah.
Nah, not at all.
So some of the big things, you know, like, it's always fashion performances, and winners and losers are kind of like the big theme of the... the thing, right? One of the things that I think you'll find interesting is that, what is this kid's name? But he won over J. Cole. If you just check, you just pull up there, you'll check best rap album.
Nipsey Hussle?
No, not Nipsey. I think Nipsey won an award, but he didn't win.
Best rap album?
Yeah, best rap album. Tyler, the Creator.
For Ego.
Yeah, so Tyler, the Creator, won over J. Cole. I thought it was really funny that J. Cole won an award, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, he's known for an album with no features that went platinum, but then he wins a Grammy for a song that has features, you know? Yeah. So I just kind of thought, that is extremely ironic to all of his fans, that the biggest brag that we have about J. Cole is that he's able to sell albums without having any features on it, and then he goes and wins a Grammy with a song that he's got. Features on. Didn't care much about fashion. There was nothing that I've seen that I was like, okay, those people looked really flipping good. I thought Ariana Grande should have definitely walked away with an award. She didn't. Billie Eilish was the biggest winner of the night.
Four of them, right?
I think like five, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Of course, Lil Nas X won for...
BT Dubs.
Yeah.
Before we move on, Tyler, the Creator's speech. That was good. I liked it. I don't think
I saw his speech, but I did see a speech where he was kind of dissing the Academy.
I agree with that.
You know why I don't agree with it?
Right.
Because the first thing, like, I typed out my comment, I posted it, and I deleted it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was because you complain when you don't win, right? Then you complain when you do win, okay? If this argument... I understand that there's still a long way for things like the Academy and the Grammys and all of these things. There's still a long, long way for them to even start understanding or what it means to be inclusive and to give minority groups an opportunity the way that these white-dominated platforms have always been, right? However, if you watch or at least understand the narrative of what happened at the Grammys this past, it's an old conversation. I understand you continue striving, you continue being an activist, whatever, but why not use that opportunity to be like, this is what I've been complaining about, and I'm so glad that I get to stand up here and be an example to other young black rappers that we can get acknowledged for our thing, instead of saying it was a backhanded compliment from the Grammys, because that's what he said.
But my thing is, like, but his point, he made, like, I take everything with a grain of salt, right? Mm. There's nothing wrong with what he said.
Yeah.
And my issue is, if they don't speak up, like he was saying is that this is an award that's given to black people as a pacifier, to say that urban, when white people say urban, they mean it as black, like.
Yes.
So how else could he raise that
concern? Which I agree with. I agree with 100%. It actually makes sense. If you say urban, if you say rap, that's kind of just like, that's the black category, right? Which, I mean, I think there are a lot of guys who are going to start giving a run for their money in that category. You understand?
Okay.
But here's my thing then, is that, you know, speak out, but don't diss, because you're standing there, you've accepted that award, you've got that award in your hand, but you're dissing it. If you felt so strongly that, yeah, it's a back, because those are the words.
Yeah,
then don't, because he said it's a backhand. You know what it's like? It's like you buying me a cake and then you give it to me. And then I say to you, I don't like this cake because you bought it out of guilt while I'm eating it.
Yeah, but
you understand? So is he going to enjoy the benefits of that? Why doesn't he make a stand like Jada Pinkett Smith did and be like, listen, I'm just not going to the Oscars, whether I'm nominated or not. I don't go there because until you change these categories by name, I'm not going to the Grammys anymore.
I agree.
The Oscars anymore, sorry.
But thing is, you see, like, I don't think there's a right and wrong answer there, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, people, there's a difference with how Martin Luther King protested and Malcolm X. I don't think anyone was more right than the other.
Yeah, look, the thing for me wasn't the print, because you see, the reason I deleted my comment was because I knew that people weren't going to understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, they're going to see.
Because it almost made it sound like true. I'm saying, listen, black man, I gave you what you wanted, can you shut up now can you stop kneeling because I changed the color, the paint color from black to white, or whatever it is, you know what I mean? But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I am for that. Even, look, I thought that the Grammys did a much better job this year in representation. That a lot more, I mean, to include Lizzo on that lineup, Lil Nas X, exactly, you know what I mean? We're not throwing you a bone here. What I'm saying is that at least somewhere, these things are starting to change. They haven't changed to where we want them to be, but there's an acknowledgement that, listen, we need to change. Because if you look at the lineup as well, because I'll also tell you who I did call out, right? There's change. I mean, Ariana Grande, one of the biggest, she's not 100% white.
Yeah, but there are also arguments with her because people, you know how much I hate cultural appropriation arguments. So this is not me being an advocate of that, because I think they're incredibly stupid. Right? Mm. But people are saying that Ariana Grande is culturally appropriate black culture. So black people don't actually...
Well, here's my answer that if I was Ariana Grande, I would be like, if I was the capacity of R&B singer, she's, I don't know what to classify her as, R&B or pop, whatever it is, but if I was the skin color that I am today, and I look the way that I am today, and I sing better than Usher, and I make better music than Usher in that category, here's my middle finger to you saying I'm black appropriating that music, because that's a gift that I have. And I'm going to use it.
Look, right, I'm not going to argue with you with that, because I feel as if like cultural appropriation arguments are stupid.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not something I'm going
to
argue
with. So what I did call out, just so that there's balance to my argument, and to see that I am looking at this thing 360, is that there were some people who were saying, and you'll already be able to know which grouping of people this was, but they were talking about they didn't watch the Grammys because they were not able to identify anyone on stage. Right? Now, at first when I thought it, I was like, okay, this is somebody who's probably 35 and older, or like maybe 40 and older, whatever. That's kind of someone in that, because it was really new generation. You know what I mean? But then, the more people I started seeing it, I just started seeing that it seemed like those bickerings were coming more from the white community, because if you think about it, do they know who Lil Nas X? Do they know who Nas is? Do they know who DJ Khaled is? Do they know who Lizzo is? Do they know who Ariana Grande is? Do they know, you know what I mean? And that kind of, and so when I started seeing the thread of where this thing stemmed from, of we didn't watch the Grammys because we didn't, I can tell you didn't watch the Grammys because you don't take the time. And this is kind of where I will stand with Tyler, the Creator, to be like, is to be like, you see, now that these changes are being made, now the white minority is starting to speak up and being like, but we don't know who these people are.
Because they just don't care.
Yeah. When something that they should have celebrated was they had Billy Ray Cyrus, Lil Nas X. There's an old white countryman. You have Lil Nas X. He's a young black gay rapper. And then you've got the BTS boys. Do you know them? Those Chinese.
The Korean guys.
The Korean guys.
Ooh, that's racist.
I just...
To be fair, the only reason why I know that is because Choco's cousin is a huge BTS fan, and I met her on Saturday.
I need to listen to some kind of beat, because I don't know what... I know that those boys are phenomenal, but I don't know why.
They make... It's produced well. Okay. That's all I can say.
Okay. Because their harmonies while they were singing with Lil Nas X, Holy, I was like, if those are live, I was like, this is out of the freaking world.
They're good, bro.
You know? So what I was saying, like, I mean, Lil Nas X, when it came to that part of his performance, I just kind of felt like there were so many different... We've had genres cross over, like you have a rapper with a pop artist, whatever. But I was talking about when we took at representation on that stage, when we look at whatever. I mean, it's not where it needs to be. It's not where it can be, but at least it's working its way to where it is. The big winner for the night for me was Chrissy Teigen.
Do you know
Chrissy Teigen?
Nope. The chick who John Legend has asked for.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you guys have seen that meme, so you know what this guy's talking about. But anyway, the thing for me is, you know, I love Chrissy Teigen. It's one of those celebrities who don't care.
Ah, dude, Chrissy Teigen is not
like she doesn't care and that she doesn't take care.
No, she doesn't care.
She doesn't care about your opinion. She is the type of celebrity you wouldn't mind being friends with because she doesn't have the hang-ups. She doesn't have the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She will literally, like, I mean, before the Grammys, she was like, listen, I'm wearing this dress and I hope to see why you guys don't like it. Whereas another celebrity would have been devastated at the comments that were in the...
It's kind of like Jennifer Lawrence. Like,
exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? But fun fact about the Grammys that I don't think a lot of people know is that Michelle Obama won a Grammy.
Holy. Oh, so Barack and Michelle have a
Grammy. Does he have a Grammy as well?
He does.
Did he win for his audiobook as well?
No, like it was back in the days, way before.
Yeah.
Like in the 1900s.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> Okay. Yeah. Let's give Trump some more theories to divulge into. Next thing, Trump is like dissecting this podcast and being like, I have a source that says that he was alive in the 1900s.
Speaking of Trump, what did you think about, what's his face? Was it, wasn't Petrus Mutsipes?
I think to sum it up, I read a tweet that says, how can the same man who brought Beyonce to South Africa be so damn stupid?
Who brought Lionel Messi? The hell, bruh?
I'm like, okay, is that the equivalent of Beyonce? No,
that's way more, bruh.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
He's like
the soccer Superman.
Listen, I like Beyonce, you know, like I have lukewarm feelings. You know that I'm more pro Cristiano Ronaldo, so it doesn't matter to me. Not the debate we're about to have, because I can see the fire.
Anyway,
the point was, I was like, no, how can someone be so stupid?
I do agree with you. Cristiano Ronaldo is the best in the world.
Okay, anyway, let's move on from that.
Because Messi's out of this world.
What did you think?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought he didn't have a right to say that, right? But I don't thought him on his idea that he likes Donald Trump. He's a businessman. Was he not
the host of The Apprentice? Was Patrice not the host of Our Apprentice as well?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think he was. Can we Google that? What is it called? The Apprentice.
Yeah.
I think he was the host of The Apprentice as well. And so I just think maybe like this is crap recognizing crap.
But for me, like, I don't necessarily disagree with him liking Trump because he's a businessman. From his vantage point, I can understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But for him to say now everyone in South Africa or everyone in Africa.
Look, I thought it was really funny because the first thing I thought I was like, you know how, I think he kind of knows how general people feel about this man, you know.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like it's also like me meeting, if I met Beyonce, I'd be like, we love you in South Africa. But when I say we love you in South Africa, it means the people
who
I
love
know.
You.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, for example, you love Messi. Yeah. If I meet him one day, I'm like, man, they love you in South Africa.
There are people in South Africa who love you.
Although I kind of feel like he was so out of touch with reality because... You know, like a lot of people that I've spoken to about it, the first thing they bring up is the shithole country.
And that is a valid thing.
You know what I mean? A lot of people, that's their reference. A lot of African countries, when you bring up Donald Trump, that's our reference, is that man thinks that we are shithole countries.
And he doesn't like South Africa.
Yeah. Well,
like historically, like even before that, like he has beef with South Africa.
Yeah.
So like, what gives you the right to tell him that we like him?
Yeah.
Because I do.
So, listen, I think that from the time this podcast has started over the last 2 years, like, my feelings about the man is clear. I'm just glad that...
He's a legend.
That America has got... During this impeachment trial,
yes.
I'm just glad that they've got some hard-ass advocates, you know, who are standing up for the law of the United States, and hopefully that they can. Look, even if this impeachment doesn't work, it's just, what is it, just another... Yeah, it's just until the end of the year.
No, but it's for a statement, bro.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And I kind of, you know, like the childish and vengeance and like type of part of me wants to be like, yep, give him the biggest middle finger.
Even if he loses, well, which he won't because the Democrats are dumb. But even if he loses, like, I hope that they still carry on with the impeachment process.
Yeah, look, the thing for me is not who wins anymore. I'm talking Republican or Democrat. I'm just like, he is not the man.
He's not.
He's not the man.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, in other royalty news, Harry and Meghan, is she still Meghan Markle?
Yes.
Do the royals...
She'll never be Meghan Markle.
Do Harry and them have last names? Or are they just like the third?
Harry is...
And don't say Styles.
He's Harry Markle.
Harry Markle. Now he's really Harry Markle.
Yeah.
One of my friends, people talk about their dream jobs on Twitter, and they were like, her dream job is to work for Harry and Meghan. I was like, these kids are looking for jobs themselves.
Yeah, he's gonna learn a day. It's not as easy out there, man.
What do you think about them basic look, it comes down to
I commend Harry. Like I really do. Because, has it Harry. I commend Harry. Because, like, it takes a lot of balls for you to say, like, this is what my woman is facing. And this is where I stand.
Yeah.
And to like, stand up at such a public place to say that this is how she feels. And this is the action that we're going to take because he's more comfortable with it.
Yes.
I prefer that. For me, I commend him for that, basically.
Yeah, look, I don't know what all the intricacies is. A lot of people are saying it reminds them a lot of Diana.
Yes.
His mum and all of that kind of stuff, which I agree with. History has tendency of, like,
repeating itself.
And so let's not hope it goes there, because someone tweeted and said, years to Meghan's 1 year anniversary before her car crash or something. Ooh, I mean, a very dark joke.
But it's funny.
It's funny. The thing that I, like, obviously, like, Harry's always been the popular one, right? Especially because he's got this bad boy past.
Yeah.
You're right? But marrying Meghan just kind of gave him the source.
Amen.
Of all source, you know what Amen. I mean? Like, I feel like his older brother, like, and here's the thing, his older brother is next in line to become king, you know? Yeah. That's if his dad doesn't live another 100 years or whatever it is. Because, you know, I mean, if the old lady's not dying, who knows when the guy's going to die, right? But anyway, he's the next king.
He's 90, so, like...
Come on.
You got, like, maybe, like, a good 4 years.
Yeah, so if something were to happen, or maybe, like, you know, the queen were to die, and now Prince Charles were to this, whatever it is, but now William would become the king. He's the next king of England, right? Mm. So I understand his image and his kids and that, because he's royalty.
Mm.
But I kind of feel like Harry's just, like, Harry knows, like, his brother, he's never, because, I mean, his brother now has how many kids? Every time this guy pops out a kid, I get pushed further back in line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And never that, there's still, like, if this thing happens, and I just don't know what the dramatic is, but I'm kind of
like, they all, like, have to go down in a plane crash, basically.
Exactly, for him to be able
and
to.
And how likely is that?
Yeah, unless Meghan's dad has something to do with it.
Hey, you know? Maybe it's not Meghan Markle who's Princess Diana in the story.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Look, the thing for me is, like, I don't know what kind of family pressure. A lot of people are saying, like, Meghan was getting bullied a lot and, like, whatever.
She was.
You know?
The media was ruthless.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, they were even saying within the royal household there was, like, some stuff going on, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Harry kind of standing up for his wife and being like, listen, I've seen this happen to my mom. Mm-hmm. I've heard about this happening to my mom. I'm not going to let this happen to Meghan.
Immense.
You know what I mean? Kind of thing. So
I agree with that.
Big ups on you for kind of standing up there. The one thing, a meme had me thinking, that there was this little baby,
mm-hmm.
and then the caption was, you mean to tell me that we once lived in a palace? You know what I mean? Can you imagine, like, on your wedding day, right?
Yeah.
On your wedding day, your dad, like, literally before you're about to walk down the aisle, your dad's like, oh yeah, by the way, great-granddad supporter was the king of Zululand.
Actually, something like that happened. Something like that happened. Well, my mom comes from the royal family from where she stays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I always knew that. But when she went and invited, like, the king, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, I was like, yeah, I would also be extremely mad if, like, one day that were to, you can,
yeah.
Like, if we were, look, I'm not mad about anything in my life. I think, like, we've been, you know, like, the thing is, even if you don't grow up, like, in the lap of luxury,
yeah.
I think, like, you get old enough to be like, listen, it wasn't that bad, but you're grateful for the things you've had,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, if we only had 2 slices of bread, but someone had a loaf, you actually grateful for your space in life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And
whatever that is.
I kind of feel like that now, because, like, the salary that I get paid is, like, nothing, right?
Yeah.
But because I haven't had that much money.
Exactly.
It means the world to me.
Yeah.
And white people are complaining, like, brah, like, I can't even pay rent. And I'm like, dude, I've never had this much money in my bank account.
Amount of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a question I wanted to ask you.
No.
Really? Straight up? Just like that without...
I don't even know the question.
You don't know the question? Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I have to...
Oh!
Yeah. I have to apologize to you guys and answer this question for myself.
Okay.
So the question I wanted to ask you is, and this has been going on mine, are you good at apologizing? Like, I mean, I don't mean... Like, that's what I'm talking about. I don't mean, like, you know, the thing is, because this question, if you answer the question, are you good at apologies, right? Based on your answer, people are going to judge you whether you're a good or bad person. It's just one of those questions.
Think so?
I think so.
For me, it depends. Like, apologies in the sense that now after I apologize, you feel better.
And I don't mean apologetics. Because that's why you're like, oh yeah, I'm great at apologetics.
First Peter 3 verse 16. Anyway, so are you talking in the sense that after I apologize, the person feels better?
No. I mean like, as in...
like, I'm quick to apologize.
Yeah, like, oh, are you, like, definitely. You've done something wrong, or like, are you quick to admit that you've done something wrong?
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends. If it's brought up,
yeah,
and I see that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm wrong, I don't fight.
Yeah.
Like, that's always my thing. If I see that I'm wrong, I don't fight you, because I know I'm wrong.
What if it's not brought up that you're wrong?
What if it's not brought... You see, if it's not brought up that I'm wrong, and there's something in the air, and even if I suspect there's something in the air,
yeah,
I don't bring it up. Because, yeah, I don't know. It's just something that I just don't do.
Is it awkward?
If it's blatant, then obviously, like, I punch someone by mistake.
Right? Come on, who the hell you punch you by mistake?
My girlfriend. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
Okay, there's another sound clip we can take for use tonight.
Okay. Well, I don't have a girlfriend. BT Dubs, it's a fiance. So technically.
Yeah.
Anyway, if if it's blatant, then, yeah, like, obviously I apologize. But, yeah, like, if it's, like, I'm not good at subtleties. If, yeah, I said something, for instance, and then, like, now things are awkward, and I don't know what I said.
Yeah.
Like, in that situation, I'm not that, yeah, good with apologies, because I don't know what I'm apologizing, yeah, for. Yeah. Or if I should be apologizing.
Yeah. I have a friend who's, like, I think one of the reasons I love her friendship so much is because if something happens, she wants to sort it out right now.
Mm.
Like, she won't let something go until tomorrow,
yeah,
which is really, like, guys, no disrespect, but it's really uncommon with females. You know, like, how a girl, something can happen,
and then they keep quiet.
They think they're letting it happen, but they'll keep quiet for, like 20 years.
Yeah.
And then, like, on your 21st anniversary, they'll be like...
It's funny how...
What's up, boy? Yeah. It's funny how... Now you're using your left hand, but when I needed you to use your left hand to do something, like, you know.
You know, there's a meme about that.
Yeah.
Like, where, like, the dude says to the girl, like, are we fine? And then the chick is like, yeah, we're all good. And then, like, there's a stormtrooper saying, everything is clear now. Right?
Yeah.
And then the next text is, it's funny how.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
and then the stormtrooper's like, it's not clear. It's not clear.
Yeah, that those are really cool. Talking about stormtroopers, have you been watching the Star Trek Wars?
Star Wars.
Wars?
Oh, wow.
Movies?
Horrible.
Come on! Listen, here's the thing. It's one of those things where, you know, I have never wanted to watch them, because I was just like, where do I begin?
I also thought so.
Right? But then,
yeah,
with the new ones that's come out.
Amazing.
I started with Luke. Was that the first one? Luke Skywalker?
I don't know.
Okay, but whatever. Yeah. No, I think it was... No, Star Trek is Into Darkness.
Oh, Luke, way, like, he becomes, like...
Skywalker. And
then, yeah.
The, I think it's,
yeah,
a trilogy, yeah, yeah, but now, yeah, the, like, and watch the latest one.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I watched the one.
So, I started getting into those because I was just kind of like, okay, now here's a story that I don't have to go watch the sixth one before,
yeah,
the fifth one and the eighth.
It's like
one.
The Avengers. You, yeah, can just pop in anyway.
Yeah, because what I was really flipping annoyed with, you know, like, I've always... not been into the Flash series,
Flash,
right?
Yeah.
And just my friend, huge fan of the show, when he used to watch it, besides you, okay, that makes two of you now.
Yeah.
And I'd always just be like, you know what my argument's always been, I do not like this parallel universe, other Earth thing, whatever. However, somehow, somewhere, I got hooked onto the Flash, right?
Yes.
But I'll tell you the annoying thing is when you're watching to a certain point and then they're like, to be continued on the Arrow. I don't want to watch the Arrow.
I hate that. I don't watch it. I don't watch it.
Here's the thing. I had so much FOMO, I went to watch the one on the Arrow. Oh. Then after I watched the one on the Arrow, I had to go watch the one on DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
And then you're probably also as Superwoman. Like,
apparently the Supergirl one is her own.
So it's her own.
Yeah, so you don't have to watch that one. But there's a conclusion.
There's a time where, like, she... Okay, well, maybe not there.
Okay. Because the thing that I was like, okay, it's annoying, but because Netflix had all those shows,
yeah,
I could Google and go find out, okay, which episode. Because I wasn't going to go watch The Arrow from... Listen, I don't like The Arrow. I don't like Supergirl.
I like The Arrow's first season, and then it sucked. Yeah, but I get what you're saying. Like, I just skip. Like, also, the episodes where they go back in time and, like, they explain... Where his mother cut, I don't care.
Yeah. Because right now, I'm on, I think I'm like on season 3. And where I am, it's that whole war with the gorilla things and whatever, whatever.
Oh, listen, yeah, that's that was a good
I
scene.
Think for like comic heads, yeah. Brilliant.
Amazing.
You know? But I'm kind of feeling like for the actual story, you know, I just... And the second thing... And listen, now I love the show. So please don't come at me because I'm a hater of the show. But like, I'm a very critical person. And the other thing I just can't get over is all the incest in that show.
What the hell? What do you mean?
Listen, Barry Allen...
Yes.
And his girlfriend.
A stepsister.
A stepbrother and sister. Okay?
Is that weird?
In no world order. Maybe like in some country in America that Oprah interviewed, like some whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe in those instances, okay for you to marry, sleep with your stepsister. But I just thought that it was, Iris is her name. I just thought it was the grossest thing.
But like, the thing is, like he had a crush on her before he was adopted.
Look, no. Right? Look, listen, you at his age at that stage, I don't think it was. It's a friendship thing with this.
But I like you.
Yeah, but I like. But there's the problem is that now you're my sister, and when you're growing up, how does that thing because it's your sister? How does that thing become sexual? It's your.
The thing is.
And this stuff freaks me out about
my thing
Flash
is,
fans.
On her side, I think she's more guilty because she didn't have feelings for it. She developed feelings.
I don't feel like you understand my grossness because you're an only child.
Oh, yeah.
And for you, it's just kind of like, yeah, what? So it's your sibling. So what? You don't have any siblings.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay?
I'm saying then it's a stepsister.
So now a couple, I don't know if it's been like, because you know every season has like a million episodes. So now like season 3 and like I've kind of, and I'm just getting to the, like I've trying to like take that image of Barry and Iris out of my head and be like, okay, this is grown-up Barry and this is grown-up Iris and they have nothing to do. And it also helps that they're not the same race because it's not like, oh, these could be biological. You know, if
it
was
her and that's messed up.
But just when I thought that things have gone far enough, then, you know, they find out that he's got a son.
Who?
The dad.
Oh, yeah, Kid Flash.
Right?
Kid Flash, yeah.
Then Iris is there with Barry and the dad is there with his new boo thing. And his boo thing has a daughter, and now the daughter and the son. I'm like, no, guys, this is some trailer park trash if I have ever seen it. I'm like, dude, are there no other people in this world that you guys can kind of? I'm like, no, guys, this is going too far now. I kind of feel like,
hey, man,
I feel like
family, man.
Every single Christian evangelist from the 80s and 90s were right that these shows are trying to subtly push these demonic things into our lives, and
this is
the spirit of incest.
Oh, wow.
I tell you right now that this is the spirit of incest.
Hey, man.
It's coming into our homes and destroying our families.
No, but Kid Flash had a crush on Wells, bro. Wells's daughter.
Yeah.
Harrison's daughter.
Yeah, so that was cool, because I mean, like, those are friends, and you can have a crush on your friend's daughter, and like that kind of thing. But they were taking it a bit far when, like, okay, so now you're going to start dating your dad's fiance, and your sister just married.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, so, no. Say that again.
So Kid Flash,
yes,
wants to get with his dad's boo thing's daughter. Okay.
Wait, his dad's?
So it's the dad, right?
Yes.
The dad has a girlfriend, right?
Yeah, but then
the girlfriend has a daughter, he has a son. The son and daughter want to hook up when their parents are about to get married.
I forgot about this.
I'm like, you know what? Everything is like in this gray area, but it's kind of like you're trying to push this thing on me. Like, you're a heterosexual man, right?
Yeah.
Someone's trying to push this gay gray area into you. It's like, no, KG, it's not gay if you don't. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
gay.
No, listen, if you hold with your right hand, it's not as gay as if you do with your right hand. You know what I mean? And I kind of feel like with this, it's kind of like, no, guys, it's not incestuous.
It's not incest.
If they're different races. If they're different
races,
whatever. But, like, now, even, I mean, there's whole black family. I'm just like, no, come on, guys, there are other people out there.
Well,
that's
but
why
the,
when
but
he
the one
started,
is short and the one is tall, so surely.
Maybe there's a reason why some short kids up in that household.
Maybe. So anyway,
shout out Flash, man. There's some really good shows. You should watch, listen, if you want to fall asleep or like you're really interested, you should watch the documentary In a Killer's Mind of Aaron Hernandez.
You love these things,
I
man.
Damn love those things.
I can't, bro.
You know, Tim Tebow.
Oh yeah, the Christian dude.
Just
yeah,
married like the South African honey.
What? Wait, what?
He just married our Miss Universe 2017.
You are lying.
What's her name? Demi Lee Peters now, whatever.
Oh, okay. Yep. No, I thought you meant Miss Zozie. Universe. Yeah, no, I was no. Like,
oh. I think Trevor's trying to jump those bones. However,
not gonna happen.
Tim Tebow and Aaron Hernandez were teammates. Aaron was his second runner. Right? Come on, you can't tell me that entices you just a little bit. You've got like this all Christian athlete guy and then there's a murderer playing right next to him.
No? That is dope, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Then also pandemic. I was like, did China not watch the series, this documentary Pandemic? Because it's literally a series about how to prevent a pandemic.
No, you know, that's the thing. Because they shield themselves from the world, they deserve it.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Is it 3 million people in China fled that country where like the corona thing started, right? Yeah. Before they locked it down. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, where did these people go?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sorry, I'm just trying to send this text quickly. Yeah, so what else was good on Netflix? I don't know, man. I've just been so stuck on Homeland and The Flash that like it's kind of like, okay, everything out. Like,
no, you know what you watch? Yeah. Jessica Jones.
What's Jessica?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, I know what it's about.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, though.
It's really dark.
Is Jessica Jones like, is she like the Black Widow?
No, she's like, do you know Luke Cage?
Yeah, from
female Luke Cage. Like, that's the easiest way to describe her.
Got you. Okay.
But she's, like, her story is not so much of her superpowers.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the story, like, the story starts off when she stops being a superhero. Like, but it's really good. It's okay. Really good.
Yeah, but anyway, Netflix still rocking with some good content. I always love that they're not afraid to, they don't have a side.
Yeah.
You know, they can release something that is pro-LGBTQ, the next day release something that is anti, can release the next day whatever, it's because they want people to think, and that's why I love Netflix so much.
I like that also.
So, I don't really mind. Listen, the other stuff that we had on, I think, like, it's not really... Nikki and Meek Mill, is Meek Mill still hung up about Nikki? Why are they screaming at each other?
Did no, you but see the video? Apparently it wasn't... Meek Mill wasn't the one who started it. It was that... What's his husband?
Mr. Petty.
Yeah.
Mr. Petty started a petty fight.
So, like, apparently, like, he, like, went to him and, like, started, like, raising his voice. Yeah. And Meek Mill was like, can we go somewhere else in private to speak? And the man is like, nah. And, like, they were, like, handling it.
Look, if you're not a secure, that's why I think that Kanye West is secure, completely secure in who he is as a person. Because when you start dating someone like, or get married to someone like Kim Kardashian or Nicki Minaj, and listen, they've got, I wouldn't say like a colorful, but they've kind of got a past going on where boys can kind of call out and be like, especially if it's on such a public platform, you know what I mean? I just kind of think that you need to really have the strength as a man to be able to be like, listen, I don't care how many times you call me out in a song, I don't care whatever, this is my wife now. And I feel, kind of feel like that's why it was great that Kanye didn't clap back at Ray J, doesn't clap back at all these clowns always trying to like throw Kim's name around, whatever. And I just kind of feel like Mr. Petty needs to do.
Oh, he did.
He just needs to do the same thing and just kind of be like, your life will eventually prove why you guys are gold together.
I mean, you're a billionaire, dog.
Exactly.
But you still... Like, for me, that shows how insecure you are. Because, like, this kid who is in a jewelry store minding his own business is a bigger threat to you than, like...
If I was Meek Mill, I would play that song with him, Nicki, and Chris on repeat all day, every day, including the music video. And I don't know if it's Chris Brown or if it's Trey Songz, but I know that there's one that she has with Meek Mill.
Mm.
And I just play it all the time, and, like, that would just be my diss track all the time.
Yeah, get your fans to like post it on
Instagram. Yeah, just like Twitter. Just post it everywhere. Post that video over and over. Because I mean, like, that video was kind of like, I was like, damn, if Nikki loves, has loved anyone the way that she's loved Meek Mill.
Yeah.
You know.
And Safari.
And Safari, yeah. You know. Yeah, anyway. Juice WRLD, rest in peace, releasing new music.
Don't know.
You don't know Juice WRLD? Friend, do a favor, when you leave today, just jump on Juice WRLD and listen to a couple of his tracks. Okay. Do me that favor. In loving memory of him, but they're releasing, it's called Posthumous. I hope I'm saying that right.
Posthumous.
Okay, hummus is something else, so I doubt it's Posthumous.
Maybe he's Jewish.
Yeah. So, he's really, apparently they've got so much content that they can release it.
Yeah.
So, we're yet to see what's going to happen there. I like the stuff that he's currently, I just don't know. I said that, like, listen, man, everything's got a lifespan. If Beyonce were to die tomorrow, she gave us what she gave us while she's alive. Rest in peace. You know what I mean? I mean, like, look what's happening with poor Whitney Houston now. I mean, that song is so bottom-level trash. Like that's not how...
That can't go trip, bro.
You know, like, how some people lie and they, like, they're going to show a picture of, like, they're going to show a picture of Barack Obama and they're going to be like, this was... someone else, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to lie to their kids and, like, show a photo of Britney Spears and be like, this was Alicia Keys or, like, you know, something like that. I kind of feel like with Whitney, we're going to have, when they play that track, we're going to have to lie and be like, no, 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 that's not Whitney.
It was Britney Spears.
It was Britney Spears or, like, something like that.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Yeah. Hey, man. Here's what it is.
Yeah, man, it is what it is. Listen, my friend, it's only a couple of weeks until your wedding. And so I'm hoping that everything will keep you sane up until there. I'm looking forward to just being there, like absolutely no responsibilities except getting content for the show.
Oh, wow.
that is like the one thing I'm looking forward to being there is like just to like report back and like kind of do that. Looking forward to seeing you cry. I've never seen you cry.
I'm
waiting for you. Listen, trust me. I've heard the toughest guys say that they haven't cried at their wedding, and I'm so waiting for you to cry. At your wedding, looking forward to getting dressed up and just having that day. So a couple of weeks left. Remember that you can, if you want to get some graphic design done, you want to get your portfolio up and running, maybe some graphic design for your business, some branding, you can give our sponsor TaylorMade Designs a shout out. You can find them at the TaylorMade Designs on Instagram or drop them an email, hello@taylormade.co.za. That's where you can find them.
Yeah, and if you want to hit us up on social media, catch us anywhere, at Fido Baker.
That's the one.
Or at Fido B.
That's
and
the one.
And at KG the one with 2 underscores on any social media network.
Yeah. Listen, guys, remember to like, subscribe. We always say, rather subscribe and like than send us cash. Same rules still apply.
You can still send us cash, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. But
like and subscribe.
Send cash for his wedding. That's what he's trying to say. Exclusive, all exclusive next week. KG is going to drop what he's planning to do on his honeymoon. He says he's going to spare no detail. He's going to give us the full download.
Everything.
Every single thing.
Fortnite every day. There's nothing sexier than holding a scar.
Really? Really? Awkward. Chill, if you're listening to this, my apologies in advance. Hey guys, until next week, it's whatever. You're not going to say it's whatever.
It's whatever.